This is the Welcome to Planet Terry podcast with Dr. Terry Stawar, brought to you each month by LifeSpring, a not-for-profit organization providing the best in behavioral health care in Southern Indiana. This podcast features personal commentary on psychology and popular culture by LifeSpring's CEO, Dr. Terry Stawar.
Hello, this is Welcome to Planet Terry podcast, episode 2, Campfire Blazes. Since it's almost National Forest Fire Prevention Week, and my eyebrows have finally grown back, this story can be told. Have you ever seen some boob who takes out a can of lighter fluid and squirts it directly on a fire? Unconsciously, you have to root for the fire, hoping the can will detonate. I have to confess, I was that boob. This tale of shame begins when I volunteered to take the church youth camping many years ago. It sounded okay until I learned the other chaperone was a camping fanatic, Tony. We agreed that I would get to the park early, pitch tents, and make a fire. Tony smirked. He acted as if I was too lame to ever pull this off. When I arrived at the campsite, everything was still wet from the last night's rain. The kids immediately started messing with the campfire. "I'll show you how to do that," I said, pushing them aside. I sent some kids for some firewood and tried to light some twigs. The wet wood just smoldered. The kids laughed at my pathetic attempts and complained that they were cold, hungry, and it was getting late. Soon Tony would arrive and I would have to account for myself. I finally snapped. I grabbed a can of stove fuel and gave it a generous squirt into the smoking embers. The kids said, "Hey, you're not supposed to do that." My father, a fireman, had only told me 10,000 times never to do this, but he usually told me just as he was about to do it himself. Soon the fire was going pretty well and one more squirt ought to do it. Just as my father had predicted 25 years earlier, the flame leaped up from the fire, ignited the stream, and raced back into the can. The can didn't explode, but was on fire. In my panic, I turned, holding the can out in front of me and spreading a 360-degree arc of flame everywhere. All the kids screamed, but nobody was hurt. Fearful that the can would explode, I threw it down, right in the middle of the blazing fire. "Suffering cats, it's going to blow up for sure." I snatched a can back and decided to stomp it out, but this only caused a huge jet to emerge like a gigantic flamethrower. The kids were all duly impressed. The campsite looked like the innermost circle of hell, and I was fully expecting a one-way ticket to arsonist prison. The kids finally kicked some dirt on the can, which immediately extinguished the blaze. I begged them not to tell Tony, but I knew they would. The aftermath is still too embarrassing to relate. I don't know if the kids learned very much from this camping trip, but I can assure you there were more prayers said on this camping trip than on a normal Sunday.
Thank you for listening to Welcome to Planet Terry with Dr. Terry Stawar. To subscribe to this podcast or for more information, please visit www.lifespr.com. Because your comments and ideas are always important to us, you can email them to podcast@lifespr.com or leave a voicemail message at 812-206-1118. Visit us next month to hear more commentary from Dr. Terry Stawar.